Hey everybody. Today we will talk about how would you recognize a toxic, a narcissist, a controlling, a fake love. Because I would like to do an audio like separately, but there is no need for that. So those kind of behavior, you need to stay away from that. We all have a little bit of here and a little bit of there, but we don't want a continuous behavior that will basically put us off and or make us step away from the people that we love, or we're gonna wait until it's too late, like what happened to me, before you actually walk away. Because you're not gonna walk away, you're gonna be just like me, taking time and be patient and stuff like that, because you love the person, because you create that perfect image in your head that the person is your soulmate, is the one that you want. You know, before this happened, you need to recognize those people. If the person is a toxic or a narcissist or a controlling person or a fake love, when you see the person like get overexcited for no reason, okay, the person start raising their voices for something simple, or you say something and the person start getting on their horses and start giving out to you, I mean, those kind of behavior, you don't want that. So if the beginning it's like this, you need to walk away. Okay, if you made a little joke and the person take it in a, such in a wrong way, which means the person think you're trying to control them. And those kind of people, they will try to control you. You need to stay away. You know, people who start telling you what to wear, not what to wear, take that clothes off, I don't want you to wear this. When you actually don't tell them what to wear, not what to wear, or not what to wear, what to eat, not what to eat, or the person is choosing, you know, when you should eat something, or the person start asking you where you're going, or when you grab the phone asking you what you're doing on your phone, you know, those kind of people you need to stay away from. Or people start telling you when you're talking to your parent or your family, start telling you about why are you talking to them, why you talk to them so often. You don't need to talk to them so often. You know, people who, when you're going out or you're driving, or it doesn't matter what you do, but the moment they start having an opinion on those things, my advice to you, start putting your guards up. If you cannot do that, just walk away. Don't wait for the bomb to explode in your face before anything happens. Okay, because it's gonna be way too late. You're gonna be way too much love. You know, people who always talk about, let's have sex, stay away from that people or that person. Okay, because in true love, there is no such a thing as let's have sex. Okay, you make love. You cuddle. And the cuddle has to be with a lot of feelings, with a lot of emotion, with a lot of affection. Okay, even when you kiss and stuff like that, you're not going to be in a hurry to get the person naked to do stuff. No. Stay away from those people. Okay? There is no romance. There is no sweet word. There is no, the person will never tell you anything nice. Stay away from that person. The person does not appreciate you. They try to change you. They try to transform you to something that you're not. They try to change your behavior, the way that you do things, the way that you sleep, the time you wake up. Stay away. Instead of trying to resolve problem, but no. It's like even when they are wrong, they don't admit that they are wrong. What they do, they try to prove that they are right. It's like when you talk to them, try to explain it. This is not how it is with her. But what they do, they try to overtalk you. They try to shout louder than you. They try to convince you that you're the one who is wrong. They are right. They try to tell you that that's not why you said. You said it like this, even though you know what you said, but they took it in such a wrong way. Or they want to transform the whole thing. They want to pick on you. You know, but they would never admit their wrongdoing or they didn't hear properly, they would never apologize. That's what I'm saying. They would never try to resolve any conflict. You have to be the one that always come to them, always try to say that, okay, you're sorry, I apologize, stuff like that. You don't want people like that. Because when you love someone, you sacrifice whatever you have to make the person happy. You approach the person to make all conflict, to resolve all conflict. But if they can't do that, they only want what they want, not what you want. And like I said, they will not forgive. They will always seek for vengeance. You try to tell them something about your feeling, they wouldn't give a fuck about your feeling. Okay? All they want to do is about what they want to do. They will seek vengeance. Vengeance is like, it's not, you have to hurt them for them to keep that, against you, for them to, no. It's like they have this inside of them, that raged and continuous rage. So what they do, they seek vengeance when there is no vengeance. They just say things to you. You tell them about your feeling, about your past, how you've been hurt. They don't give a fuck about all that. They will just bring it up just to hurt you, for them to feel better. They have to empty their head. They have to empty their chest. They have to empty their mouth. They have to empty their heart. But all the wicked things they want to tell you, they will tell you. Because when you love someone, you will let go of the hurt. Even doesn't matter how hurtful it is, you will let it go because you will let the love overcome that anger, overcome that hurt, overcome that thing that is ruining your mind to tell you, give out to her. You will let your love wrapping whatever is bad inside of you, you will fight for it. And you will continuously feel freedom. But fake love, they'll control you. If when you love someone, you don't control somebody. Okay, you will try to prevent somebody from hurting themselves. You will try to advise them, but you're not going to control them. Like what to wear, what to eat, when to eat them, and how to eat them, when to sit down, how not to take a shower, don't take a shower. I want you to be to sleep like that. I want you to sit like that. I want you to linger. And when you're watching something funny, you're laughing, and they will be like, oh, it's funny for you. For me, it's not funny. It's like basically they are telling you when to laugh. When something is funny for them, they want you to see that funny too. But when you laugh at something, they don't want you to see that funny because for them, it's not funny. They don't want you to laugh. Only when they laugh, they want you to laugh. There are people like that. And when you love, you listen to the person when the person needs to talk. But if the person always cut you off, walk away. They only talk. You don't want this kind of thing. You try to explain them something. They don't want to hear you. They talk and you try to advise them and they talk. They don't want to listen to you. But if ever they talk and then they finish talking, they're like, what do you think? They're like, what do I think was? I just listened to you. No, you're not listening. What do you think? Do you think I'm right? Which means they want a confirmation from you that they are right. They don't really care what you think, but they want you from your mouth to say that they are right. Everybody else is wrong. Whatever decision they take, that's the right decision. Nothing else. You need to walk away from those people because only thing they care about is them, is the thing that come out of their mouth that they are the right one. And the true love will always be open and honest, even when they are upset. Okay, but there's a way they would say it. But other people, doesn't matter how honest they say they are, how pure they say they are, if they raise their voice, they start shouting, they start controlling you, they start telling you what to do, they start talking over your speech, they don't want to listen to you. You know, they play games, they hide their feelings, they try to manipulate they will manipulate you. They will try to gain the upper hand. They will try to show you that they are the one who lead here. Stay away from those people. You don't want manipulation. And those people, you know, manipulators, toxic people, narcissistic, all those people, controllers, all those people, they will always try to blame others. never themselves, always others. They will tell you how others are like that, others are like that. But they will never see the damage that they are doing. Even though if they see, they don't care. All they want you to say and to see that they are the one who's right. But you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that victim. Even though if you're angry, you try to walk away. They will tell you, oh, now you're playing the victim. When they themselves, they play the victim. It's like everything they try to blame you. Every single thing they try to say mean against you. Those people will say that you are, but instead, actually, it's them who's the problem. It's them who's playing the victim, not you. You just trying to prevent those any bad things to happen. You just let your love overcome all those things because you don't want to hurt that person. And even if a person tell you, the same person will tell you, if one day you want to leave, I will let you go because I love you. There is no such a thing. The person does not love you, because if the person love you, the person will fight for the love. If the person is not toxic, is not a controller, is not a manipulator, is not a narcissist, the person will fight for the love. The same way as the one, somebody who loves somebody else, they will always listen to the side of love rather to the anger, rather to whatever bad thoughts is there, any bad feeling, any sadness, any tears. And somebody who loves somebody else, they will hold the pain inside, but they will cry. And if they want to talk about it, they will talk about it, but in a very nice way. They will not raise their voice. They will not shout. If the person trying to talk, they try to overtalk the person, they will try to win the conversation. Trust me, by yelling, shouting, and swear and name at the other person, that's a proof that you're completely stupid. You're not winning any conversation. You're not smarter than the other person. But you're empty. You have no feelings, no love whatsoever. You are just a toxic, a narcissist, a controller, a manipulator, and you have fake love. You don't love the person. The person did not love you. You need to walk away from those kind of people. Even if the person tell you, you deserve the best. Because why the person say that? The person want to hear that you're going to say, you are the best for me, sweetheart, or love, or baby, however you call the other person. That's what they want to hear. I will never leave you. Because the fact that you say, I will never leave you, I love you with all my heart, I will do anything to make you happy, I'll do anything to put a smile on your face. The moment they hear that, you give them more weapon, more chances to put their hands deep down inside your throat, to pull even more and to do even more and to dominate you even the most. They will get you to the bottom of the lung. They will empty you, and you will, at the end of the day, you will look like an empty shell. You will have no feelings whatsoever, even if they drop you dead, just like that. I'm not saying they're going to kill you. I'm just saying that the fact that they've been controlling you, they never told you anything nice, that you are handsome, you're beautiful, you're pretty, you're sexy, you're so attractive, I love being with you. You know, they would never tell you that. Even if they tell you that once in a while, it's just for you to stay. Because all they want is to get their anger, an anger that nobody is giving them. They themselves, they have that inside of them. Because all they want is to control. All they want is to manipulate. That's what they want. So even the moment you tell them that you will always put a smile on, you know, you always go to them, you apologize for things that you haven't done, they know you're going to come back to them. You're going to try to hug them. You're going to try to kiss them. You're going to try to ask for forgiveness. Forgiveness that you never bloody did. For you'd never done anything. But you apologize just because you love the person. You don't want to fight. You don't want that anger to separate you and that person. The person knows you're going to come back. Even if you walk away, you're going to come back. That's why they're going to keep doing whatever they are doing over and over and over again. But do not fall. The moment you start seeing signs, walk away. Do not attempt to do anything to fight for the love. Even if the person telling you they're going to fight for the love, don't believe any word. They just want you there as a boxing bag, nothing more. Somebody they can take their anger on. Somebody that's there to listen to them. Somebody that's there to love them, to support them. It's all about them. It's never been about you. Because by the time they drop you dead, as I said before, dead as they leave you, you will feel unworthy. You will feel empty. You will feel like you cannot love anybody anymore. You will feel you have no affection for anybody anymore. Every time you're going to look at somebody else, you will see your past. You will have the same regret. Even if you will try to kiss another person, you won't be able to. So before all that happens, before you get destroyed by somebody else, walk away. That's the best thing you can do. Don't be worried about the person. Even if the person tells you, like, I'm going to commit suicide if ever you leave me, I'm going to let her commit suicide. Let him commit suicide, because that person not going to commit suicide. The person is telling you that because they are afraid to meet somebody else like you. Because not many people can love. Most of the people out there, they want sex. They want somebody to manipulate. They want somebody to control. Or they don't care at all. They just come, sex, and they go. It's all about that satisfaction. Nothing else. It doesn't matter what the person tells you. Go. You see the sign? Go. Do not stick around. I hope that this podcast helps you guys to be able to notice those people, to be able to know who they are really. Even if you can't find, you're not going to find the perfect person. But at least you know you're not going to find anybody, any toxic narcissist, fake love, controllers, manipulators. You're not going to find those people. At least you're alone. And you're alone, it's better. Okay, if you want to find somebody just casually, it's better to be like that. You're not gonna, trust me, you are not, it's better to be like that rather than you looking for a serious relationship and see things that you don't want to see and you have to stick with. And once you get broke, you will think that everybody is the same. Because not everybody is the same. Very few people can love. Very few people can take care of you. Very few people can hug you and kiss you and caress your head and play with your hair and tell you how much you mean to them. Very few people can send you a poem and telling you about their deep feelings. Very few people can wake up in the morning and tell you that they love you and they kiss you on your cheek, on your forehead, on your nose, on your lips, on your neck. Very few people can take the tips of their fingers to caress you on your arms, on your back, on your neck, on your face. Very few people can sit down with you to have a breakfast and have a proper conversation. Very few people can look at you in your eyes and tell you how much they love you, how much you're pretty, how much you're gorgeous, how much they want you by their side. Even if you're not married to them, they can tell you, I take you as my wife or my husband, even though I know I have no rings, but you are mine. Very few people can tell you that. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Very few people, when they come from work, or they see you come from work. They'll open the door and they'll kiss you and ask you if you need help. Very few people will take the bag, your shopping bag, and will carry your shopping bag or push your trolley. Very few people can say, sweetheart, when I look at you, I see my universe, I see my world, I see my future. Because there is no one else there that is more important than you are to me. And there is only few people that when they are on this street, they see all the men, all the girls. For them, it's just another electric pole that they see on this street. Because there's only one person that's more important to them. There's only one. Only few people can say things like that. So I hope that this podcast helped many of you out there, guys, and can help you realize what a true love means and what a toxic, a narcissist, a controlling person or a manipulator looks like. Stay away from those fake lovers. You don't want that in your life. I thank you guys. Until next time. Bye.